Happy to be joined right now by the Browns defensive coordinator, Dick Geron. Coach, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be with you, Vic.
Well, Coach, looking back on last Thursday night's game against the Ravens, the defensive line played so well, and it looked like throughout the game, not only did you have the four sacks, but consistent pressure. In general, what was the key to the success of that unit?
Well, I think, like you said, they did a nice job. Dwayne Board, Pee-wee, always does a great job preparing them to play, and we're better. We're deeper, so we can rotate a lot more easily. We can keep guys rested, and we can come at people in waves, which we struggled a little bit to do last year. As much as we liked our guys a year ago, we've just gotten better, you know. The young players that we drafted are really helping us, John and Billy. You know, the JP, adding JP has really been a big benefit for us. And we're just better, and we're looking forward, probably another month down the line, of getting Phil back, and that'll help us some more.
Yeah, you mentioned quite a bit when we spoke with you during the off season and during training camp the importance of coming at teams in waves. Discuss why that is so vital and what makes it work. I mean, you obviously need the depth to do it, but what else goes into it?
Well, I think pretty much that. You got to have a lot of confidence in the players you put out there, because everybody on that field you're playing against is really outstanding, as you know. But the big guys wear down. I mean, that's a long day in there with, you know, 300-plus pound bodies hitting each other every play and pushing and holding and getting double teamed, and it's tough. It's tough work. And if we can take the wear and tear off Rube, you know, take some wear and tear off him early in the season, he'll be able to finish strong, you know, and have more left to give us at the end. And they all give us everything they have, but we'll be better served in the long run, you know, and if we can do that, and we can now, so we do.
You mentioned the two rookies, Billy Winn, John Hughes. They have been particularly impressive. Let's talk first about Billy Winn. Such an active guy, such a real quick penetrating guy, and it just always seems, Coach, like he's around the ball, around the play.
Really good football player. You know, obviously we thought he was good because we drafted him, but our personnel people did a great job of certainly stealing him where we stole him, and he's better than I think anybody thought. And otherwise, he would have gotten drafted a lot higher.
Sure.
Performing at a real high level. And he does have a big motor. He fits in well with our guys, and it's been a terrific pick for us. And same with John. John's very good players. You know, stout, tough, holds the point, is getting better every game. So couldn't be more pleased with those, you know, with those guys and that group in general.
And they each offer a different set of skills that you helpful. Yeah. You mentioned with Hughes, his is that bulk and that size and that strength, right, to be stout where you need him with regard to opening up things for other players.
He does a really good job there, and he's just going to get better. And he's doing a lot better, too, in the pass game. He gets push. He's developing or getting a much better feel for the pass game at this level and for pass rush. And John's going to be a really good player for us also. And again, really happy with those two.
It's one thing to have the talent, which those players clearly do. It's another thing to learn how to play this game at the NFL level. So to trust them as much as you do, put them out there as much as you do, that is based on their ability to assimilate and understand what they need to do well. Are they pretty quick studies?
I believe that they are. Now, they have the great advantage of some teammates that are really good teammates and have played some, and then they have the other great advantage of Pee-wee, Dwayne Board, who's, again, does a terrific job with them and gets them ready to go.
And the rest of that line, as you talk about, Ataba Rubin, just a steady player, a force who I don't know gets enough appreciation for the work he does, but having him as a constant, especially with Phil Taylor's injury, has to be crucial.
Right. Yeah, Rube is a terrific player and a real good quiet, you know, leader of our football team. Very tough, very physical player. But that whole group is good. You know, the addition of Frosty has helped us out, certainly. And then Jabal is just a terrific football player. So that whole group, you know, really, they play the kind of football that we like. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel does. Tough guys, you know, play hard all the time.
Dick Geron, the Browns defensive coordinator, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, you talk about the newcomers, Frosty Rucker, Jaquay Parker. Their additions, how have they changed the dynamic of what, not just having the additional, as you say, bodies for the waves, but specifically, how have they impacted the defensive line?
Well, we're a more physical line. We're tougher up front, you know, which makes us just tougher on defense. I mean, physically tougher, you know. In the man-to-man battles, you feel really comfortable that we're going to win more than we lose up there. And like we said earlier, everybody we play is very good. Every offensive lineman in this league is very good. So we've got guys now that can meet them and defeat them and get to the ball. And it should bode well for the long term.
There seems to be, too, an element of leadership that they bring, of that experience. And they seem, from what I can gather, just watching games and then watching practice, a vocal sense of leadership that's there.
Well, they're more comfortable. You know, they're clearly more comfortable with their standing in the league, with themselves as players in the league. They've proven it. They've been out there. They know they can do it. They're confident they will do it. So they are more vocal.
And Jabal Sheard, year two, everyone talks about it with every position, the difficulty of a player in his second season to duplicate, especially one coming off a strong rookie year that he had, 8.5 sacks last year. The sacks haven't been coming as frequently so far for him, but it looks like he is taking some steps. It looked like the Baltimore game was one of his better performances. Where do you see his performance?
I see him just like I saw him a year ago. I mean, sometimes you get numbers, sometimes you don't, but he's not playing any differently. He comes off the football every snap. He's tough. He's a terrific teammate, so I just feel really lucky that we have Jabal Sheard and that we got him where we drafted him. Another right. Outstanding job by our personnel department.
When you're dealing with a secondary that's missing a top player like Joe Hayden, and you'll be without him for that fourth and final game of his suspension this week against the Giants, and you've had, you know, some injuries on the back end, it makes the job of that front four, that front seven, all the more crucial to get pressure.
Well, they definitely make it a lot easier. You know, if you can get constant pressure with your front four, it makes everything else a little bit easier. It's never easy anywhere in this league, but it certainly makes their job a little bit easier and takes some of the pressure off of them.
How else have you adjusted to not having Joe back there, and in general, how you've had to kind of move some pieces around in that secondary?
Well, you know, anytime you're down starters, and it's never good. It's, you know, like losing Chris was not good.
Right.
Losing Joe for the four games was not good. And having Phil out for this long of a time is not a good thing. But we have a lot of confidence in those guys that are playing. So we just let them go. I mean, they know we believe in them. And some of them are young. I mean, mm-hmm. And there's going to be some growing pains, but I think they're going to be good players, you know, and they play hard. They kind of fit the mold that we want. They're going to play every down and go after every down, and
sure.
They're going to win some and lose some, and hopefully over time we start winning a lot more than we lose.
The Giants present some serious challenges, of course, across the board, but let's start offensively with that guy at quarterback, Eli Manning, and what it will take to try and keep him from having a big day against
right.
the Browns.
Well, you're just working. I mean, they're the defending world champions, and they are for a reason. They're awfully good everywhere on their football team, and Eli is in that top echelon of quarterbacks that have ever played the game. He's got two Super Bowl rings now.
Yeah.
He understands what he's trying to do offensively. He gets the ball out of his hand quickly a lot of the time and accurately. He deals with pressure well. You know, he's just a really outstanding NFL quarterback. He's in the top group of quarterbacks in this business. So we're going to have to try to play our game and mix it up a little bit and try to keep him off balance as much as we can. It's a tall order, but our guys are excited about it, and I know they'll play hard.
And their receiver group, I mean, they have guys who just are dynamic, and
yeah.
Everybody seems to be capable of making that big play. It's one thing to have Eli Manning. It's also a plus for them to have those targets.
Yeah, they do. They're quality, you know, throughout their football team, and that's why they're you know, that's why they've won two of them in the last, what, 5 years?
Yes.
And that's why they won it a year ago. There's no place that you can look at and say, well, that's a weakness. You know, we can take advantage of that. Or we'll try. Everybody's going to have to stand up and play.
Yeah, and it's everything on their offense, too. It's not just a passing game. You also have to deal with their rushing attacks.
They can run the ball, and they like to run the ball, you know.
Right.
And they will run it if you give it to them. So it'll be a great challenge.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
He is Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.